Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
What's happening, man? K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the Shizzo. Really appreciate it. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. That's the site that you can stream us live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., unless otherwise instructed. Maybe we have something going on. It's almost kind of like a one-man gang over here. Until I get a real proper supportive staff who can broadcast without me, then if I got to be somewhere, I got to be somewhere. But for the most part, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Anywho, 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. Have a little bit of fun there. We're going to do a little bit of talk discussion. Of course, for all my music heads, we're actually going to be talking about music, so that's kind of like a win-win for everybody. Some people love the show because of its music, its roots in music, and how we help indie artists, and you know, just everything that we have going on with the music. And some people like us because we have talk segments and we talk about different things. Well, I guess I kind of sort of combined the two. Episode 333. You got great music, but you suck. We're talking about artists with huge personality issues and legal problems and such. That's what we're going to be talking about on the show tonight. Because, you know, it's I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis in a minute. You know what I mean? But we're going to have a discussion about a wide range of just people in general. You know what I mean? But for the most part, we're going to be talking about artists, musicians. We're going to try to stick to that. We could talk about, you know, actors and stuff like that. You know, we could do actors and artists, and we'd just be here all night, and we'd never run out of people to bring up. But we're gonna try to stick to musicians tonight. Preferably hip hop artists, but it doesn't have to be hip hop or hip hop R&B artists, because that's what we play on the show. You know what I mean? So we want to kind of keep the discussion contained within that. Even within that, it's like real. Still, the list is. Seriously, the list is long. My personal list is long, and I know I'm not even thinking about like some people that other people are probably thinking about. You know what I mean? So that's what we're gonna be talking about on the show. But before we get into that, a couple of reminders. First of all, I want you to go subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, in the podcast section of the iTunes store. It's totally free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just in case you can't tune in to K100 Internet Radio during our live hours, the best way that you can catch us on the replay is, of course, you can always go back to the main site, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio on Blog Talk Radio. All right, you can go listen to the show and the replays there. But if you got an iPad, an iPod, an iPhone, all that kind of stuff, and you always using iTunes and that's really your gadget of choice, then by all means, subscribe to our free, totally free podcast inside of iTunes, in the iTunes store. Up under the podcast section, just type in K100 Radio, and you'll see our middle finger pop up, our logo. You know, that's us. It's a good way to stay abreast of our show, even if you can't tune into us live. All right. Also, make sure you check out the parent site, chainlessentertainment.com, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N, like a chain. Less, because we don't got no rules over here, with no boundaries, no censorship. It's freedom. Get it? Chainless Entertainment. ChainlessEntertainment.com. You can go over there and you can read up more about K100 Radio. Yours truly, Blizzom. You can listen to some music, some mixtapes that we got out, watch some videos, check out some interviews, listen to music from other artists that we're affiliated with, and more to come. We're gonna add a couple of more tabs coming up here for a couple of other affiliates that we got going on. A Making It Magazine tab affiliate. We're going to be doing that. So it's some stuff that we got going on in the works, trying to, you know, network, you know what I'm saying, grow our net worth, all right? But please, by all means, right now, even as it stands, if you haven't checked the site out yet, it'll be something over there you can check out, whether it be a video, a mixtape, something, all right? So, ChainlessEntertainment.com, man. Please go ahead and do that. Thank you very much. Thank you kindly. Okay, again, www.broadtalkradio.com, 3/K100 Radio, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. We're going to go ahead and jump into it, man. Make sure you hit the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines, please, please, please make sure you hit the number one on your keypad to let me know that you want to talk to me, okay? Please, that helps me so much instead of me just randomly going to people's lines and then they listening, but they may not necessarily want to talk. It's a little thing that pops up on my screen when you do that lets me know you actually want to say something. I shy away from going to people's phone lines, you know, because sometimes people just forget and they be like, I was on the phone for 30 minutes and you didn't come to me. Did you hit the number one? Oh, I didn't know I had to do that. So reminding you again, please hit the number one on your keypad. You heard the little computer prompt. Hit that. Let me know that you want to talk. Shouts out to people who are already on the line. Ask the people that was already on the line before I even logged on. That's always a good sign for a positive show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzom. Like our fan page on Facebook, K100radio.com. I mean, Facebook.com/K100radio. All right. Hit us up over there and like our, give us a like if you're really rocking with the show. Shout out to all the artists and everything that we play. But we're going to go ahead and get into it. Shout out to the people who are going to watch Love and Hip Hop tonight. That was sarcasm. That show is just... I can't. I can't! What do y'all want me to do? I can't. I can't do it. I guess I'm a hater now. Speaking of people with personality issues, episode 333. I love you, Stevie. Whack. Anyway, I guess we could agree that some of those quote unquote artists on the show have some personality issues. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show as I sip my Ciroc off that with a splash of pineapple. Great. Woo! Yeah. Anyway, let me go ahead and read my blog entry, my synopsis of the show. We'll go ahead and get into it. I'll start talking. I'll take calls. You just hit the lines. 347-934-0966. All right? 347-934. Oh, wait. Wait. One more announcement. Time to Shine is coming up next week, August 7th. Time to Shine anniversary, 7-year anniversary show. You guys need to check that. Hold on. I got to run this promo. Shouts out to Moo Legend. Shouts out to everybody over at Time to Shine. Check this out, especially you artists, you people who love indie music. You trying to get your performance on. You trying to go check out something that's really good for independent artists and grow yourself and grow your fan base and your brand. Let me run this real quick.
Yo, it's your girl Moo Legend, and it's about to go down. Save the date, Thursday, August 9th, 2012, at 595 North Event Venue and Lounge. Downtown Atlanta, Urban Fema Entertainment brings to you the 7-year anniversary for the Time to Shine concert series. A shout out to the industry tastemakers in the game. We're giving awards to 7 recipients. Producer College Park, Mr. Henke. Blogger, I Love Hip Hop Blog, Candy Cartel. Record breakers, Cool Runner DJs, Bigger Ranking. Industry professionals, coast to coast, TMZ Experience, Manny. Urban Magazine, Cavario, Hip Hop Weekly, Top Event Planners, STEPS Event, Jamal King, Top PR Specialist Sammy Hayes, and Urban Promoters from HNIC Entertainment, Tonight Johnson. You don't want to miss this experience. It's going to be hella media, hella people, hella bloggers, all at the same damn time. Come through. Shout out to all our sponsors and everybody that's supporting us thus far. Follow us on Twitter, ATL Terms & Shirts, the number 2, and also the website, www.termsandshirtsatlanta.com. See you there!
Okay, and we're back. So you guys heard the information, you go hit them up, www.timetoshine, that's time, letter 2, shine, timetoshine.com, and get some more info about the anniversary show coming up, seven years hard they've been going, you know what I mean, it's a pretty successful showcase for independent artists, man, it's a nice venue, look into it, so like I tell you, man, you should check it out, if I'm telling you about it, you should check it out, all right, cool, let's get to it. Episode 333, great music, but you suck. So, I'm going to go ahead and read the blog entry. For some reason, it seems like great minds are often prone to great shortcomings, you know. Some of the most creative artists, from painters to musicians, have often come with very huge personal issues. And that makes you question their greatness. In the music industry, right, we can argue that drugs are often the culprit in such cases, right? Talented people tend to get caught up in the wave that is the industry, only to realize that the water is full of sharks and a tremendous undertow. Now, I often meet very talented individuals that are some of the worst personalities you could ever meet. But then, exactly what does that have to do with their music and if it's good? Now, more than any other field, I think musicians are allowed to just be plain bad people without recourse of their professional career. Meaning, musicians, entertainers, they tend to be the people who can be fucked up individuals, but it doesn't really affect their career. Sometimes it even enhances. That's how the Charlie Sheen, even though he's not a musician. For that one. More than... If you are a fan of an artist, a fan, a supporter, fan, whatever you want to call yourself. I like the term supporter because fan means fanatical. Anyway, if you're a fan of an artist, you'll tolerate some extreme behavior from an artist. You know what I mean? And you'll actually excuse some bad behavior because you love their music. We know this is true. I hope people don't... This is where people are going to... We may get into a tick for tack, but I doubt it. If you just really be real about it, show. K100, keep it 100. That's the whole point of the show. Just don't take. Keep it 100. All right? Your favorite rapper might have been a child molester, or he might pee on. He might like to pee on young girls. He might like fuck young pussy. I'm just saying. You don't know. I'm just saying. The point is this. All right? If you really are a fan of that artist, you'll tolerate some extreme behavior from that artist, you know, and excuse some bad behavior because you love their music. Again, now, is this good? This is the question I have. Is this good? You know, who knows? I've never really been the type to try and hold artists up to some quote-unquote standard like, you know, they're a politician or they're a member of clergy or something, which lately those standards are just... But I digress. All right. I can say that I have seen people who, if they were not artists with huge fan bases, not only would people not like them, they would probably be in jail, you know? And so tonight we're going to take a look at some notorious artists who make good music, but have a horrible reputation and horrible personalities, all right? I would like people to call into the show and give me your picks of what you have to say about it. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, all right? You guys make sure you hit the phone lines. Shout out to the people on the phone lines, but I really want to know if you guys have an opinion on the matter, all right? So you guys hit me up and let me know. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one. Anyway, so I'll go ahead and start it off. Why not? There are a couple of people who I feel have some serious issues as people, right? But make phenomenal music. At the very tip top of my list, undeniably, I think I have more than one. So I could do the whole show. I could just spend the whole show talking about my individual list. But when people come on the phone lines and they let me know what they want to say, they want to chime in, I'll go to their phone lines, all right? But I gotta say, honestly, and this you remember the title of the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's great music, but you suck. We ain't talking about your music is aight and you still fucked up. Fuck them. No one cares about them. They'll fall off anyway. Of course, that's a matter of opinion. But still. Someone who I think, at the top of my list, who I think makes great music but has some real personal issues. God bless the dead. Rest in peace. But I got to go with Michael Jackson. I can't imagine a person, I can't imagine a greater artist with a greater range of personal issues and personality shortcomings. Now, let me just be perfectly clear and stop everybody before they say I'm speaking ill of the dead. What I won't do, because Michael Jackson is dead, and out of respect for him as an artist and his legacy, I'm not even going to bring up the whole molestation of kids. That's not even my. That I could because it was accusations, even if it's not true. Because it's not every day that people get accused of molesting kids. So even when accusations are wrong and are false and are foul, you still got to say, damn, they was accused of it. Like, how did it even come about that they was even accused of that? And his erratic, his personal self is the reason why. Even if it wasn't true that he pretty much did that. He set himself up to be in that position in the first place, to even be accused of such a heinous crime. All right? But I don't even have to go there. I don't have to bring... I said it, but I'm not even hinging my argument about Mike being probably the greatest talent with the greatest set of issues ever in music. Ever. I mean, ever. When you consider the fact... First of all, let's be perfectly clear about the homie Mike, okay? First of all, Mike had a drug problem, all right? So we have to give credence. We have to understand that Mike had a drug problem, that wasn't really spoken on as much as others. You know what I'm saying? Because Mike wasn't on cocaine that I know of. You know, Mike was on prescription drugs, okay? Actually, some shit that he wasn't even prescribed. There's some shit you ain't supposed to be given. This is ultimately the cause of his death. He's on a drug you're not even supposed to be. He's on a whole another level of drugs. You know, literally going under anesthesia to go to sleep. That's you can't even the average drug addict couldn't even afford one of those hits. You know what I'm saying? And so that ultimately led to his demise. But we got to understand that Mike was on drugs. I understand that. That's true. But before you even really get to the point where we know, who knows how long he was on drugs. They say he started being addicted to painkillers after the Pepsi incident when he caught on fire to deal with the pain. Okay, let's start somewhere around there. All right, it gets progressively worse over the years, obviously. But my thing is, when you take talent and say, look at the amount of talent, and look at the amount of issues this person had. I can't think of a bigger example. You got people going to say R. Kelly. R. Kelly is a super great talent. He is a phenomenal talent. One of the best writers and performers of our generation. Of our generation. All right? Mike is actually a generation before him. Okay? Of our generation. My generation. He's probably the great. He's, matter of fact, fuck that. R. Kelly is the best R&B artist of my generation. My generation. Period, point blank. Now, we can go back and forth about that shit forever and a day. I'm going to win this discussion. You can't argue me down. You don't know, fuck who else you pick from Generation X, our generation, meaning you're about 30 years old right now, somewhere up in there. R. Kelly is, bar none, the best R&B artist of our generation. Again, Mike is 50-something years old. Mike is a generation ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? So, even with R. Kelly, even if, and this is if, because we don't know... Well, we've seen the tape, so yeah, we kind of know. But even still, all right, even still, we don't really know. But then again, the thing with Aaliyah. Okay. Anyway, that's not even. And then the peeing incident. Okay. Still, we don't know. Was that him in the film or not? Don't nobody really know. Okay. Point is this. All right. Even that. That issue, the fact that he liked young pussy, that's bad. It's bad because he's fucking R&B star, he can fuck anybody he wants at his age. I mean, he can get the baddest bitches in the world. All you got to do is just go outside. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. But he had a fetish for young pussy. Okay, like him young. That's bad, but that's nowhere near as bad as the culmination of things that went on with Michael Jackson. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Episode 333. All right? Great music, but you suck. But when it comes to how great the music was and how insanely, just ridiculously, what the fuck, the personality, you gotta give it to Mike. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give it to Mike across the board. This goes across the board for Hollywood. This goes across the board for politics. Because Mike was an incredible fucking talent. The best. The king of all time when it comes to pop / R&B. Okay. R. Kelly, I said for my generation, it's Kells. All right. But for all time, you got to give it to Mike in modern music. Let's just say in the past 100 years. Best artist in the past, all around artist in the past 100 years. Who are you going to argue with? Who's better than Michael Jackson? No matter what the fuck went on, when it comes to the music, who's better than Mike in their career in the past 100 years? Unless you just don't like that kind of music and you just only listen to metal or whatever. But if you listen to this kind of music, you already know the answer to the question. So the point is, tremendous amount of talent to look with this person. Okay, first of all, before Mike even got to the point where he got burned, Mike had already severely changed his physical appearance and was already a recluse by the time Thriller came out. Think about that. Mike was already going through severe personality shit where he was recluse and secluded from society. He had a chimp. He had a pet chimpanzee named Bubbles, and he was doing all of this at the time seemingly philanthropic type of things, but really it was a cry out, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? Before Thriller, he had the magic. He had surgery. When people say, "Oh, he didn't chop his face off till after he got burned," no. Look at Off the Wall. Look at Thriller. He had been starting to, you know, want to change his physical appearance to appear as another person. He already had issues with his nose and all that. Not to mention all of the things that we don't even know about when it comes to what he experienced as a child star. Okay, now don't get me wrong. Mike had, I don't want to say reasons, but it was enough things going on between his fucking insane pops and just being a child star to the point where he can even have a normal childhood, which means he ended up trying to live out his childhood in his fucking 40s, and he went to have sleepovers with little boys, and here comes the fuckery. But in the grand scheme of things, honestly, Michael Jackson is bar none to me one of the greatest talents with the greatest set of personal issues ever in modern history that we know of. You know what I'm saying? We know there was a people worse than him, but in modern, because I'm trying to figure out who else. Okay, let's say we got this. Let's say, and the tragic thing is, I'm going to be talking about people who on the show tonight, who more than one person who's dead. But the thing is, they died early. They died prematurely, and their personal issues most of the time, whether it be a drug addiction, is a personal issue, okay? You're not born on drugs, all right? So even if they die from an overdose of a drug or something like that, it was still a personal issue that led to your early demise. So we still have to say their personal issues ultimately, you know, killed them. Whitney Houston would be another example. Superb talent. Personal issues. Drug problems. Now, I think Whitney's most of Whitney's problems come from drugs. Unlike Mike, who, it wasn't necessarily the drugs, it was a personality trait. Something was wrong with Michael on his, for him to be such a, I can't imagine having a self-esteem that low when you're Michael fucking Jackson, to the point where you actually feel like you feel like you need to change how you look and use a fucking sex symbol. What woman Mike couldn't have before he even chopped his face up to the Thriller point, let alone beyond. Before we even get to Black or White, remember the time when he came out, like, on that album, and everybody was like, holy shit, What the fuck? He bleached himself. Before he even did that, before Thriller, Mike was still a sex symbol. So to me, it's a severe personality issue when you want to change how you look, but everybody in the world loves how you look and wants to take pictures of you and thinks that you're hot. He could have not changed a thing, you know? But even with the things he changed at Thriller, the women was like, oh, now he's just a doll face. You know, they wanted him even more. You know, they wanted him even more, and that wasn't good enough. So there's a tremendous personality flaw in that person with such a huge, more talent in his fucking right hand with one white glove on than most of these fucking artists today. Seriously, not even joking. I'm talking about the body of the man was a fucking musical genius. And people might say, well, you don't respect him. No, I'm talking about him. I'm talking real candid, real conversation right now. But from an artist standpoint, I can't think of nobody I would have probably wanted to work with before Michael Jackson. If I get to pick by one person, give me Mike. This can't come out wrong. How can this come? Doesn't matter what I'm gonna. You can give me a collaboration with anybody else, and we still got to go with Michael Jackson. I'm trying to figure out how does it come out wrong. How does a collaboration with Michael Jackson come out bad? It's not even gonna leave the studio if it's bad, bro. It's not even leaving the studio. I've never heard a whack song from Michael Jackson. I've just heard songs that I like more than the other ones. Even on the albums that he put out that didn't even get played over here in the U.S., the music was great. It's great fucking music. It was good music. It was Michael Jackson. It just didn't get promoted because he had a whole bunch of shit going on at the end of his career. But the music was still fucking great. A tremendous artist with a huge amount of personal issues. So I got to give it to Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'd have to give it to Michael Jackson. You know, just how I feel. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Hit the phone lines, and if you're on the phone lines, press the number one so I know that you want to talk. Or I'll just open up your phone lines in a minute. So I don't want to talk the whole show. I'm gonna start opening up people's phone lines. All right, but I want to know who you think. Who do you think? Who do you think is an artist that's great but has a real personality flaw? I can get into some rappers. Alright, I can get into some rappers. Earlier when I posted this on Facebook, someone said Kanye. And I don't even know if Kanye has a real... I don't know. I'd have to be around Kanye. I feel more like Kanye is just giving everybody his ass to kiss because he had to kiss so much ass to get where he's at. Now, is he a little arrogant? I don't know if you call that arrogant or I don't know if you call that years of being in the background of people that you 10 times more talented than and finally getting your shot and saying, ha ha, my turn, bitches. I don't know. I actually met Kanye West one time in the studio and he was not funny to me. He spoke to me. He's like, what's up, bro? You know, he wasn't like, yo, don't touch me. Don't speak to me. I'm going to act like you were a fucking fly on the wall. He spoke to me. What's up, bro? How you doing? What's up, bro? And, you know, that was that. You know, I wasn't part of his entourage or session, so we believing that he was coming, but he didn't act brand new. He had just popped off then, though. That's when Through the Wire was hot. So maybe it hadn't all hit him yet. That was way before he, you know, greatest video of all time. Before that whole fiasco on the stage with Beyonce and what's name, Taylor Swift, I think it is, or whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Someone said Kanye. I'm like, eh. What do you want to, man? I mean, what? Because he said Bush don't like black people? Oh, I don't think Bush really likes black people. Actually, I'm going to give him a kudos on that. Bush has to tolerate black people because he's the fucking president and he can't just be an open racist. It's not part of the job description. You just can't get away with it. You know what I mean? But, for the most part, I don't have a real problem with Kanye like people have a problem with Kanye. You know what I mean? One of my favorite artists, I'm going to go to 850-319. One of my favorite artists, right? My favorite rap artist is Tupac Shakur, right? I personally think that as personality traits go, and I never got a chance to meet Pac, but just watching videos and I know people who knew him, I've heard more stories about him having a very bad attitude and personality than Kanye, you know what I'm saying? I heard Pac was a motherfucker. And I fuck with Pac from music. You know what I mean? That's my favorite artist. That's one of the artists who I just ride around listening to. I don't ride around listening to too many people. It's not too many of them. He's one of the guys who I ride around in my car listening to their music. It's not that many people. Trust me. I just don't. I'm unimpressed with a lot of them. So, he's one of the guys. You know what I'm saying? So, for a multitude of reasons. But his personality, and you can see it in Pac. You check out a couple of interviews of Pac. I can see why people say Pac was a fucking... He was a problem. Pac had an attitude. He had a bad... Of course, they say it got decidedly worse when he went to prison for some shit he swears to his last breath he didn't do. That made him a very, very standoffish person when he got out. He was really, really, really nasty and mean towards females after that, because he basically went to jail for rape, and he's like, I didn't rape no motherfucking body. Bitches lying. That made him have a really negative attitude and connotation towards women he didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of women say, oh, I love him, he was great. I say, yeah, but if you was a woman trying to be around him, maybe he didn't necessarily know you and you all backstage and shit, he probably been like, who the fuck is this bitch? Get that bitch out of here. Probably would have talked to you like that from what I heard. But they, considering what he's been through, I don't know if that's the reason why. I don't know. I mean, I can't tell from his music. Again, he made great uplifting music for women. Keep Your Head Up, one of the greatest black women lift your head up high songs ever, R&B or hip hop. Cause you know country ain't telling y'all to lift your head up. We only stuck with those two. But really didn't fuck with bitches like that. His words. 347-934-0966. Those are just two artists. But I think people always coming at Kanye. But I'm looking at Kanye like, yeah, Kanye's a bit of a dick, maybe. But all things considered, I think Kanye is just like, motherfucker, do you know what I've been through to get here? How long I had to sit in the background? I should have been had my shot, and now I'm here, and now you want me to be nice to motherfuckers? Fuck that. Then again, that is a personality flaw. Because at the end of the day, he's still really blessed to be in the position he's in. He should just be happy, period. Okay, 850-319. Shay, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? What it do?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for hitting the number one. Too.
All these other people on the phone line, no one's hitting the number one. I should just hang up on all these bastards. I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
don't do that. They waiting for the right moment.
They're listening. This is a talk show. This is not a fucking Subway segment. The point is to freaking say something. Okay, anyway. All right. So.
Yeah, you're going to have to get off Tupac, though. Let him alone.
No, that's one of my favorite artists, but truth is truth. He doesn't get a beat on it. I mean,
you know, he gets grandfathered in. You know, all the good songs he made up for him, you know.
Wait.
Keep your head up, because he know he talked bad every now and then, but he's human. He was human.
But this is what I'm saying. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the show. The name of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Great music, but you suck. He makes great music. He's one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time, if not my favorite top. But he has some personality issues. Well, and it could be a myriad of reasons why. But he has some personality.
Let's just go on to Kanye asshole with.
Why does Pac get... Wait. Why does Pac just get a pass? Why is Pac
because
getting a pass?
Pac didn't present it the way Kanye does. I mean,
What does Kanye do? Let me say this. Have you ever seen Kanye in an interview that's been all over the world just straight up say, these motherfucking bitches ain't shit. Fuck these hoes. Get your motherfucking money. Fuck a bitch. Nigga, I've heard Pop say that in an interview straight in front of the camera, sit right next to Snoop Dogg, and went in on females. You've never even
Kanye's
really
like
heard
that about
Kanye
anybody
that.
And everybody, though. He's just
when,
like
when
that,
did Kanye
you know
do
what?
That? When did Kanye
nobody's
do that? When did Kanye do
me.
That?
Nobody's better when than did... me. Nobody's bigger than me.
No. As a woman, you just tried to defend. You're defending Pac, but you just so quick to say Kanye. But I'm saying there are interviews out that Pac has killed. Just said some horrible shit about fucking females, and everybody's like, yeah, but it's Pac. His music was so Kanye's
but
music.
You
got to
understand
great.
What he's been through, though. You got to understand what he's been through.
I just told you that was the reason why I can understand why he was sour and why later in his career, if you was a strange female, you had to get the fuck out. The studio, the hotel, nigga, no new bitches. motherfuckers would get cussed the fuck out if he didn't know you.
And you know,
what,
I can respect
around.
That, because if you go through a little something, it make you feel the kind of ways about,
right.
you know, who you can trust and who you can't trust.
Okay, then. But there are people who've been through worse things than a false accusation and a not even full 2-year prison bid, and they still don't be like that towards people. So
that's true, but quite honestly,
okay.
if I had gone through that, I would be like that. I know for a fact
okay.
I probably would too.
All right, so
I'm just gonna keep it real.
Okay, so why is Kanye West what did Kanye West physically say or do to make you think he's just a fucked up asshole personality?
What did
he do?
It's just his personality. I haven't met him or hung out with him personally per se, but if I ever did, I probably would tell him, yes, I love your music, I think you're great, but I also think you're an asshole.
But why do you think he's an asshole? I want you to tell me why he's an asshole. I gave you my reasons. About Michael. Is he an asshole? I said Michael had some issues. I don't even know if Michael, I never said Michael Jackson was an asshole. I just said he had some severe personality problems.
I think Kanye West has anger management problems.
You think so? Who did he beat up? Do you like Chris Brown?
Do I like him? I like his music, but he's another asshole.
I just wanted to make sure. Because I don't recall Kanye ever being in the news for beating a bitch up. I don't recall Kanye being in the news. But when has Kanye even been in the news for a fight?
I don't even discuss Chris Brown.
Why not? He's a superb fucking talent.
He's a woman.
So Chris Brown is talented as fuck. But Chris Brown is talented as hell. He's at the top of my list.
But I won't give him props. I might leave him on his
own. Why not? Why not?
Because I cannot support a domestic violence.
Really?
I can't do that.
Do you like Rihanna? Do you like Rihanna?
I listen to her music, but I think she's dumb.
Okay, so why do you support her? Because she threw the first punch in the damn altercation. Why is it okay to support her?
I ain't say I support her. I said I listen to her music. I listen to his music, too. But I ain't going to be, like, jumping around to go to one of their concerts.
Okay. So, Kanye West. You say he's got anger management issues. What did he do? Kanye ain't even been in jail. Has Kanye even been in jail? Somebody
Google
that.
You got to go to jail just to have anger management issues.
Well, what did he do, Shay, to make you think he got anger management issues? What did he do?
For instance, the thing with the little girl, the little Taylor Swift girl. I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan, but, you know, that wasn't called for. Why he can't let the girl get her little moment of shine? And just kind of like, you know, he has a shrug named after him, the Kanye shrug. You know what I'm saying? You know that show. I don't give a fuck. I mean, embarrass somebody in front of, like, millions of people and just be like, oh, well. That's what I'm talking about.
But
he loves the asshole type stuff like that.
You know, you and somebody else said, I'm like, yo, man, people got to give me. You ain't giving me enough for you to just. Kanye is a. First of all, let's be clear about Kanye West. 843, I'm coming to you right now. Let's be clear about Kanye West. Kanye West, A, is a very fucking great talent. He's of these new generation. He's not really new. He's been in the game for a minute. But of artists who came out within the last 10 years, who actually broke out. Within the last 10 years, Kanye is a top 5 easily. If not, who just broke out in the last 10 years, whose career literally started within 10 years ago, he probably at the top. Fuck it. I'll go ahead and say that. Who career just started?
Yeah, I'll give him that.
And Kanye ain't rapping. Nobody. Nobody's better than Kanye as an artist or a producer whose career
and that's
just
probably where he gets some of that arrogance and, you know. I mean, I'll totally give him that. That's probably what helped him to be an asshole. I don't know how he was before, but I know he's an asshole now. But he's my favorite asshole because I still listen to his music.
Hey, what you told me one thing with Taylor Swift, and what else did Kanye do? I want you to tell me because you're not the first person to bring Kanye up. I'm like, okay, well, tell me what Kanye did.
I'm sure other people have their little pet peeves and
you're the one making the judgment. You tell me the other asshole move that Kanye West did besides getting on the stage and saying that Beyonce video is better than Taylor Swift's. Obviously, Kanye.
Well, it really was, but I'm just saying it was the way he went about it.
Look, Kanye came from the hood and he got a problem with white folks. Okay, Kanye don't really fuck with white folks like that. He got a problem with white folks. That's evident. I can tell Kanye West got a problem with white folks. He gonna fuck with you when it comes to business and everything, but Kanye really ain't fucking with white folks like that. He wasn't raised around white folks. He always felt like white folks treated him differently and bad coming up, which is probably true. So he don't fuck with white people like that. That's you could tell, and it's evident in his music and his actions and things that he say. That's what I do know about Kanye West. So when Taylor Swift got Video of the Year or whatever, and he felt like that shit is not better than Beyonce shit, y'all motherfuckers tripping, y'all just want to give it to this white girl. It was his inner racism in him that made him stand up and get on that stage, plus that fucking 50 Hennessy he was drinking on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Now, we've all done some questionable things. If you drunk
a well, okay. Well, I guess I think maybe if it had been a little black girl that had got it, maybe he wouldn't have reacted like that and it wouldn't have been so bad.
I doubt it. Because if you haven't noticed that, then you haven't been paying attention. Kanye don't really fuck white people like that. That's the truth of it. All right? Hold on. Let me get to this other call real quick. I'm going to come back to you. I'm not done with you because I'm gonna give you 5 minutes to think of something else. You can go ahead and get- with why I go to the other line and try to find another reason not like Kanye besides that bullshit right there.
Whatever.
843-696. What up, though?
Man, let Shay have a moment, homie.
Not getting away from hey, no, man. If you're going to call him the shot, Kanye West is super talented, whatever, but he's a fucking personality. I need you to tell me why.
Hey, homie. Man, okay, first off, introduction to the world. This your homie Phoenix. Hey, I ain't got nothing against Kanye. What I felt he did was justifiable. Okay, of course, when you say things like what he did to Taylor Swift, I mean, you should expect that out of Kanye. Come on, he was the first dude to ever voice his opinion about George Bush when Katrina hit.
Right. So well, everybody feels it anyway.
Yeah, he said it in one of his songs. We all felt conscious. I'm just the first to admit it. That should say right there that the man is going to speak his mind. Don't give a damn who say what. You know,
is that a personality flaw?
That's not a person. That's just him.
Well,
that's just how he's always been.
Well, still, I don't want you to say that because you can't say, well, that's just him, because there are people with fucked up personality flaws and that's just them and that's how they are, but it's still a flawed personality. I just want to know, because this is like the third person who brought up Kanye's name, and I'm like, y'all tell me what Kanye did to make y'all say this person is just a great talent, but he sucks as a person. And everybody keeps talking about Taylor Swift incident. I'm like, okay, give me something else, because
that don't make him an asshole. That just makes him opinionated, you know.
But First of all, let me. I want to make everybody perfectly clear. When it comes down to the Kanye West, Taylor Swift shit, Kanye was drinking a fifth of Hennessy Black out the bottle straight on the red carpet, nigga. This nigga got drunk. That's where he went wrong. He was fucked up. He was drunk. If he had drinking that fucking fifth or a pint or whatever it was of Hennessy Black, whatever he had, a pint of straight Hennessy Black by itself would fuck the average person. It would fuck me up. I get violent. I talk shit. So I've taken to my consideration knowing that this brother was on here fucking drinking some Hennessy straight. Why? Maybe he's an alcoholic and we don't know. I'll take that.
I fucking think the Hennessy straight out the bottle on the red carpet and was drinking it and he was fucked up and some shit happened. He like, and like I said, I feel like he got a real deep down racist issue with white folks. You know what I mean? Which a lot of black people do. They just don't want to admit it, like you said. And, yeah, that's what happened. But no one ever gives me anything else. I need more evidence, Kanye. I'm not disagreeing.
There is none. There is no concrete evidence. If Kanye did anything that would make him an asshole, he might be doing it on the low. You know, he if anything, he stays under the radar when it comes to whatever his own demons that he's been fighting besides, you know, probably him still trying to cope with his mama passing. You know, that's just the only thing. Everything else, if he is proven to be an asshole, I want to see the evidence myself. Like what Shay touched on with the Chris Brown thing. Okay, what about it? You know, dude, the old thing goes, if a woman getting hit by a man, if a woman hits a man, then she should be able to take a lick like that. She should have no right, you know, hitting a man. You know, that don't make Chris Brown an asshole. That man defended himself. He don't let no woman. He don't let nobody beat up on a man, woman, or beast. You know.
Well,
but,
I mean, yeah. My thing with the Chris Brown shit, and I guess my thing with the Chris Brown after they came back together and made Birthday Cake and came. I don't even like it when people bring up the Riri incident, because if it was really a situation where this man just bullied and beat up his defenseless little girl, this bitch really would. If that really just what went down, period, point blank, really? Why would this motherfucker come back and do a song him and then be right back up in his face in the club. You know what I'm saying? This nigga up in the club fighting Drake over this bitch. All this fuck shit doesn't happen after the purported beatdown. What happened?
Nobody don't know what happened in that Lamborghini. Nobody don't know. They can only see in the news or what they see on the internet. You know, nobody don't really know what went down. Besides the one side of the story and another side of the story. Nobody don't know.
Right.
The only people who know is Rihanna, Chris Brown, and God himself. That's all who knows.
Exactly.
You know, so of course people need to, you know, quit touching on that just because they made a song together. That's business. You know, guess what they're doing? They're making money. They let all that happen years ago, buried it. And they made a song together, and guess what? They still playing that damn song.
So, I look, man, I'm not even. I'm gonna come back to Shay in a minute because I want Shay to tell me who's your pick, man. Tell me, episode 333. All right, name of this episode is Great Music, But You Suck. We're talking about artists, great artists who make great music with huge personality issues. Now, if you call up here, you know what I mean, and you say some whack-ass artists who don't even really make no good music, and you try to use that, I'm going to stop you right there. We're talking about really great artists, not motherfuckers who just happen to get on some kind of fucking way, and now they going in and out of jail, and, you know, doing crazy shit like getting ridiculous hats on their face, whatever the fuck, all that other shit. I'm talking about really great artists, not people who just happen to be on. People who really make great music. Now, if I feel like they don't make great music, I'm going to go ahead and stop you in your tracks.
Oh, no, and I feel you on that one. I mean, the only people I know is garbage artists that are just outright whack, you know. But, of course, I can't even give you a garbage artist that's just outright whack anyway, you know. I mean, I can only say, like, well, the only thing I can really touch on is, like, businessmen who are assholes, like Diddy, for example. But
is Diddy
necessarily an artist.
Is Diddy an asshole? Diddy? Is that one? Is that an artist? First of all, make no mistake about it. We can put Diddy in the conversation because I ain't talking about the music, but I'm talking about extremely talented. Diddy is a superb producer.
Oh, yeah. A very, very, very well-rounded businessman. Very well-rounded. Very smart. Very intelligent.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about a beat maker because there's a difference between a beat maker and a producer. Puff Daddy is a producer.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Diddy is a producer, which means he actually builds the whole complete song. Whether it means he's matching the right producer with the right artist and working it all out. But Diddy, as a producer, Diddy is one of the greats because he's produced some great products and some great acts at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
As a producer. Oh, yeah. So I would definitely put Puffy in the... Not as a rapper, complete garbage.
Yeah.
Not bagging as a rapper. But we're not talking about as a rapper. We're talking about as a producer. You know what I'm saying? And as an executive. We got to give him the A for talent. So Diddy has a personality to you?
Diddy? Okay. You see it. Like, prime example. We got shows like Making the Band. When you got shows like...
Keep in mind...
Making the Band, I'm gonna go back to Making the Band. But let's say, prime example, the whole thing with Shine. Okay? Now, everybody knows that Shine got deported. So how did Shine get in jail in the first place? Shine, that whole incident in the club where Diddy had that gun, Shine took the gun and said, hey, I'm going to ride this out with you. I'm going to take this so you won't go in.
Did Shine come in the club with a pistol himself? The niggas started popping off, and Shine felt the need to show the world his gangster and shot in the motherfucking crowded club and shot a bitch in the face off a ricochet. Or is that what happened?
No, what happened was that Diddy had the gun.
Diddy? How you know
that? Sean took the gun and said, I'm going to take this, and you know, so you won't go in, but I'm going to take this and ride this with you. For 10 years, he rode it out with him. Mm-hmm. But Diddy left that man hanging, and guess what? He's back in Belize. So that's how Sean felt some type of way about Diddy, because of the fact that Diddy left him hanging. Diddy pretty much left that man hanging. And Sean, at that time, was one of his best artists. Even though he put out one song, that song... That bad boy with Levinson.
Uh-huh.
That Sean, that song, that Bonnie and Clyde, you know, Sean was going to be Diddy's biggest artist since Biggie, in my opinion.
Maybe.
But Diddy left that boy hanging.
So
you know?
Diddy thought that Sean shot the gun in the club. You know that, right?
No, you know, it was reported that.
You know Sean pulled the trigger, right?
But
you know he
pulled
the trigger, right?
The gun belonged to Diddy.
Do you know who pulled the trigger, though, right?
No, I don't know who pulled the trigger, but the gun belonged to Diddy.
Well, let me inform you, my brother. Sean pulled the trigger. So now, let's get back to the whole conversation with Diddy. Okay, so you're saying Diddy's a fucked up personality, right? I'm not even trying to debate with you on the issue of whether or not Diddy is a fucked up a talented person with a fucked up personality. But I think a lot of things, not all things, because Diddy, some of the situations we only like. I don't want to count because he made a motherfucker walk and go get him some cheesecake on making the band. I don't want to hear when people bring shit like that.
He's not an asshole for doing that because you know he had to he told a group of young people, hey, if you want to work for me, you want to be Bad Boy, this is what you're gonna have to do. You know, walk to Brooklyn, cross the Brooklyn Bridge to get me a cheesecake. I'm not calling him an asshole because that's basically how some initiations work.
Okay.
You know,
so
people in fraternities go through worse than walking across the Brooklyn Bridge to get a cheesecake. You know, I got a best friend that's a Sigma, and he told me some shit.
Okay, so let's fast forward to where you feel like he's an asshole. You feel like Diddy's an asshole from the Sean situation. I'm looking at the Sean situation because every time somebody tells me they're an asshole, I gave my reasons. And I wanted people to be on the phone lines and debate with me and refute my reasons for why I said Michael Jackson has some severe personality issues. To me, out of when it comes to the greatness of talent as opposed to great talent over here and then great personal issues up here, I had to put Mike at the top of everybody. Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? I gave my spiel and I wanted people to debate me. I'm going to debate with you because not that I feel like you're wrong about Diddy. But it's like the thing that you're picking out, like the situation with Sean. I'm looking. That's not something that I would have pointed out because Sean shouldn't have shot that fucking gun. Period.
And that is true. Very true. But the fact of the matter is that he took a hit for, you know, but I'm saying he went to jail for Diddy. He pretty much rolled them 10 years for that man, and Diddy left that man hanging.
But Diddy didn't squeeze the trigger. Sean squeezed the trigger, bro. Now you know that. Sean shot the club. Sean shot his gun. Even if he was over there stunting and putting on, trying to protect Diddy and say, "Nigga, this Bad Boy, nigga, this thug life over here, I'm 100." He squeezed the trigger, bro. So ultimately, even though Diddy did him fucked up at the end, the whole thing really kind of rests more on Sean. You got to be responsible for your personal actions,
and that's true.
That's what I'm saying. So. And some other decisions, like the decision with the locks. Everybody say Diddy's an asshole because he wanna let the locks go. The locks signed the contract. Is it Diddy's fault that the locks signed a fucked up deal and now they want to renege and get back out of it? And Diddy being a businessman, like, fuck that. You gonna pay me to get out of it? You ain't finna just get out of it. As a businessman?
No, and that situation is completely different. Of course. I mean, the locks should have read between the lines.
Yeah, more people talk about
the situation
with... I hear more people talk about the situation with the locks when it comes to Diddy being an asshole. I hear a lot of people bring up the situation with the locks. Like, yeah, it's fucked up how he did the locks, son. How did he do the locks? Who signed the deal, the locks or Diddy? There you have it.
There you have it. The locks signed the deal.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I don't even, like, yo, and I fuck with the locks. I like music, you know what I mean? Styles P is one of my favorite, you know, one of my favorite street artists who's just, you know, I don't even call him a street artist because he has some commercial songs, but you know what I mean. He's not pop, he's mainstream per se yet. And I fuck with Styles P harder than Jadakiss, which is most people fuck with Jada, but I think Styles is nicer. But that situation they were in was of their own doing, and so people will always try to criticize Diddy as if it was Diddy's fault that they signed the fucked up deal, and like Diddy's supposed to just, you know, who's actually a person who's more businessman than artist. You're not talking to an artist. You're talking to a businessman / artist in Diddy. You're not talking to an artist / businessman. That's a businessman / artist. And you're trying to give him a rationale that they don't equate to a businessman. Why am I letting the locks go? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When they're gonna keep dropping shit and I'm gonna be able to sue a motherfucker for these motherfuckers because these motherfuckers still owe me money and still sign to me at the end of the day. So yes, that was fucked up. You could argue that Diddy was being an ass because he really didn't need that little money that they was generating. He was already worth hundreds of millions at that point. It wouldn't have killed him to let the locks go. But
He was signed still entitled. They were still entitled to a contract.
Signed a deal. That's all I'm saying with the lawsuit. Who signed? Fuck. The deal was fucked up. You know, and at that, and then they signed a deal in the era where people knew what publishing and shit was, and they just still signed that shit all over, just because they wanted to get on that bad. They were that hungry. So when you that hungry, you want to get on that bag, you got to live with what happened after that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You got to live with what happened after that. And so that's my thing. But I feel you saying, if you saying Diddy, you saying Diddy is a super talent with a bad personality. Maybe you're right.
He do. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then like, you know, when you see how Diddy acts when it comes to certain people, okay, yes, he's hard on them. He's hard on them for a reason, but see, he has a little anger streak in him. That anger streak in him does make him an asshole. You know, he's basically, and of course, he's boss enough to say he's in my way or the highway, but that man don't have no type of, I'm not saying, you know, he should be lenient towards him. No. But the fact of how he comes down to him, you know, even though he has just cause to be as hard, but he goes a little bit too much into it. He goes a little bit too hard on it.
I want you to give me an example of what's too much into it, man. Is that what you mean with Shine? What's too much into it? So you saying stuff?
No, with Shine, I consider him. I'm saying he's an asshole with Shine because he left him hanging. That was just my just cause. That was just my just cause with Shine.
Okay,
I'm just saying, for example, like when we're going back to the whole making the band thing. Okay, the cheesecake thing. Understandable. That's initiation.
That made good TV. That made good TV. That's a reality show, and it's not really reality. It's scripted. It's like Love and Hip Hop. It's not really real reality. It's not really real. It's actually a plot and a script. And we're gonna do this. See what happens when they do this. That's not reality. When you wake up in life, no one's just constantly plotting your every move. Maybe some people are, but sometimes shit just happens. Goes down. There are no scripts in reality, so the fact they even call it reality TV is a joke. When it's a scripted encounter, when they meant to make y'all beef and meant to make y'all get into a fight on the camera. You know what I mean? When it's meant to make it look like this bitch stupid for being with you. That's why the bitch is still with you, because she on TV. I mean, this is not reality. So I don't even want to... The shit with making the band, I'm like, nigga, this is a TV show. He need ratings. He's going to do some outlandish shit to make y'all want to watch. Oh, shit. This nigga made these niggas go get cheesecake, nigga. You see this shit? Yeah, nigga, you still glued to the set, ain't you? What you, Stevie J? Fuck out of here. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I'm on the phone for episode 333. But I still want Billy Bad to tell me, you got anything else? Because, I mean, you're not really winning the argument with Diddy right now. Who else besides Diddy? And you still haven't really proven to me that Diddy's an asshole. You just said some shit you did that you really didn't care for. You haven't really proved that Diddy's an asshole.
I mean, the only thing I would really have a strong case about, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, the whole Shine thing. But, you know, yeah, you're right. The whole thing is that, yeah, Shine's responsible for his actions. He should have never pulled the trigger. But the thing is that if I'm a boss, and I see somebody taking a hit, for me. Now, of course, Diddy can't think like me. I can't think like Diddy. But the thing is that if I'm going to let my best ace at that time in that era take a hit out on me, I'm going to do something about it. You know, that's just how I would roll. Especially, you know, if you lose somebody. And guess what? And when you think about it like this, when after Shine got locked up, who was Diddy's best credible artist since he got locked up?
What does that mean, though? Okay. Let me be perfectly clear what I'm expecting of you callers today. Let me be perfectly clear. I want you great music, but you suck, okay? Now, we said as an artist, Diddy isn't great, but we're going to put him into great music. We're going to say, okay, first of all, everybody that we bring up on the show tonight, I want them to be a great musician. Now, we said that Diddy as an artist or whatever sucks balls. But we're not talking about, but he's a superb producer of music. He's a superb producer and executive producer of music. So we're still going to put him, we're going to give him those props, and that's going to let us say, not necessarily artist per se, but his role as far as picking talent, being an executive, being a producer, you know what I mean? Yes. Did he deserve to say, yes, makes great music. Okay, but over here, your personality sucks, but everybody's giving me reasons. They calling these people assholes or whatever, but... Like with Shay with trying to convince me that Kanye is a fucked up person, but she only has one incident that she can literally name, and even that incident I just shot all to hell. You're giving me one incident, but I'm like, Shine pulled the trigger. What do you want? You want somebody that's worth a couple couple $1 million to go to prison for 5 years because a nigga felt like he wanted to show his gangster in the club? Shouldn't have pulled the trigger, Shine. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do with this.
Okay, well, let's use you for example, Blizzum. If you had somebody that you went to club with, and let's say we'll use one of your best artists under you,
okay,
and the same situation happened, what would you do?
What do you mean, bro? I don't understand the question. What do you mean what I do?
The same situation that happened with Diddy and Shine. Shine at that time was his best artist, and he pulled the trigger. But if you was in the same situation, if you was in Diddy's shoes,
are you suggesting
your best,
I
your,
to
your best artist?
I said that pulls the trigger in the club.
Are your best artist? Your best artist took the hit and went to jail for 10 years. And would somebody consider you an asshole because you didn't, you know, help him out? Say like, yeah, man, you know, you did this for me. You protected me.
And shoot in the air and shoot ricochet and shoot a bitch in the face and tear her fucking cheek off. Probably you can call me whatever you want. I'm not personally concerned with the fact. What I am concerned with is whether or not I'm going to go to jail for some shit I really didn't necessarily do. That's the question. Am I going to jail because my artist just shot in the fucking club and hit a bitch in the face on accident? Am I going to go to jail? I'm Diddy, motherfucker. I'm worth millions. Am I going to go to jail? So if I decide to, not really fucking with Shine like that, I love you, nigga, but I'll keep some money on your books. Even now, tell me about that part. People telling me in some interview that Shine gave that Diddy didn't make sure his moms was straight with no money. Tell me that. Is that it? Diddy couldn't make sure Shine stayed maxed out? Diddy couldn't make sure, you know, moms had somewhere to stay or whatever because this nigga didn't, you know what I mean? He out there protecting you and he's standing up for Bad Boy. He like, nigga, it was whatever. I'm about this nigga and I represent Bad Boy. Ain't nobody fucking with Bad Boy or Diddy niggas. I'm right here, nigga. Shine, nigga, ain't nothing. I'm about this life for real. Okay. And he's standing up for you. Okay. He go ham in the club. Shoot in the air. Bow. Somebody get hit. But now I'm an asshole because I'm not ready to really go to prison for that.
No, not necessarily. Not saying you going to prison with him.
I'm not. What?
No. Not saying that you going to prison with him. You know, not saying that you yourself, as in Diddy, should be concerned about going to jail because of the fact that Shine, as your artist, let off a gun in the club. Because of course, in your shoes as Diddy can do whatever he wants. He got the money and the pull to do that. What? I'm just saying in this case, with Shine as his best artist going to jail, why would he not bail the man out? Build a case and be like, okay, the bullet ricochet and hit the girl in the face. Yes, that's very unfortunate.
Wait. Let me stop the fucking music. Hold up. I mean, listen, bro. You saying why would he bail him out as if he had a choice? As if Shine even had a bond. Shine didn't have a bond, bro. It wasn't letting Shine out. All right, Shine was already a 3-time felon. This nigga done shot in the motherfucking club in New York when New York don't even let you allow you to have guns, period. Motherfucker from goddamn the NFL went to the motherfucking club and shot himself in the leg and did 2 years. This nigga shot in the club and a 3-time felon in New York City. What the fuck did he do? You tell me. What the fuck could Diddy do? Who is Diddy?
A lot of money.
First went to prison for goddamn 2 years for shooting his motherfucking self in the leg on accident in the club, nigga. What the fuck was Diddy finna do with a 3-time felon? A rap artist. What the fuck was Diddy gonna do? How was Diddy finna get him off? What lawyer was gonna do it? So listen, my thing is this, homie. I can understand you telling me that you feel like Diddy's a talented person who's an asshole, but I want you to give me a real reason. The reason that you're giving me right now, I can't let you ride with that. You gotta tell me why you think Diddy asshole. Just like I told Shay, you got to tell me why Kanye is an asshole. The whole stage incident, yes, that was an asshole incident, but Ye was drunk, and Ye has a problem with white people, and he felt like the white girl didn't deserve the fucking award. And so it got the best of him. The liquor, the Hennessy Black, and his deep hatred. He don't really care for white folks. We know this about Ye, okay? And so it got the best of him that day. He did some shitty shit he did. It's an asshole move. You could say that. But everybody want to jump on Ye. I'm like, okay, give me another example besides that one incident. Because we've all done some shit while we drunk that we regret. Does that make me an asshole? I've done a lot of shit that I regret when I was drunk. So I guess I'm an asshole. I'm a fucked up person now because I've done some shit I regretted when I was drunk. This is my you feel my point? So I want you like my example, my shining glaring example was Michael Jackson. But I'm not basing I didn't even base my argument on the whole situation about the little kids and the molestation. I said we could act as though that never you weren't on the phone line yet. I said you can act as though that never happened. But I will present to you my number one case for this show would undoubtedly be Michael Jackson. And we can X out anything that has to do with child molestation charges and go to the simple fact that this person of extreme talent, the best artist of the last 100 years all around. Anybody want to argue with me on that, we can go.
Hey, that's ever, man. That's ever. Right. You can't even say 100 years ever. Well, Michael Jackson, I mean, that's a different case. That doesn't make it – there is nothing – there is no asshole bone in Michael Jackson's body. That should be out of the question.
Michael Jackson sucked as a person and a personality, not because he wasn't a humanitarian or he didn't care about life. His personality sucked because he was a very, very, very bad recluse, being a recluse. You could be a fan of Michael Jackson. He loved people and he loved the world. He was caring, but his personality was extremely flawed, which led to everything else. His extreme, for him to be that famous and that rich, for him to have such low self-esteem of himself to literally try to physically become another person physically via his money, all right? For him to be so reclusive to the point where he alienated himself from the world and a lot of his family. You understand what I'm saying? But he's supremely talented. That's not indicative of someone that's that talented or whatever. You know, that's not his lifestyle was definitely not indicative of his personality. His talent was super way up here, but his personality and a lot of it had to do, I said, with him being a child star. He's seen had so much fuckery happen to him at a young age that it turned him in. You know what I mean? And thus led to more problems in his life. The fact that he was denied a childhood is the reason why he wanted to live out his childhood in his 40s and have sleepover with little boys, and here we go. But the point is, I didn't even bring it up.
Yeah, that's something else. The only thing with Mike, he has a weird personality. I mean, does that make him an asshole? No, he has a weird personality. The only thing I would say to him, the weirdest thing was when he hanged his baby boy at the time in France over the balcony. That right there was just...
Michael Jackson was borderline, to me, was a phenomenal talent, but was almost crazy. He was literally crazy, bro.
Yeah, I know he's crazy. What man could show up in court in his pajamas? I'm just saying,
had some psychological and crazy issues, and you just... It was so many blaring examples of it. I can't understand why a lot of people didn't. When I was younger, I didn't get it because I was so, you know, such a fan of his music. But as I grew older and I became an adult and I lived in society, I recognized that Mike had some fucking problems. Before even all that shit, Mike had problems back in Thriller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Real
personality
problems. Mike had issues. And that's why I gave you my case, but... You want to get on here, and Shay want to get on here and give me these examples of these people, but you can't really, you know, tell me the real, you know, I'm trying to give you personality, but you're giving me instances that you felt like Diddy should have did this, but that's not a personality trait, though. You know what I mean? Shay said,
the only thing I touched on about his personality is that I can tell that Diddy has an anger streak, and I can't even give you anything solid when it comes to that, just only snippets of what I see when it comes to Diddy having an anger streak. Yeah, Diddy can get on, like, other shows, right? He can get on other shows and say, you know, say a positive thing. And, yes, he's a positive dude when it comes to doing things for the community, going out and saying, hey, you know, rock the vote, you know, vote. You know, I support him all the way when it comes to that. But when it comes to Diddy as a man himself, I believe he has an anger streak. And to me, with that anger streak makes him an asshole. That's okay. The only thing that I can say about you know, Diddy. But I'll give you another example. You know, and now while I let you get to the next call, I'll give you another example. Like, let's say, Tasty and JoJo. We'll say just JoJo. Great artist, legendary.
Okay.
Made great music that we all danced and humped up on girls in middle school. Uh-huh. You know, great music. Tasty and JoJo did a concert here recently. JoJo. Apparently he fell on stage. They were the first act.
Uh-huh.
And they fell on stage. JoJo fell on stage face first. He got up. The crowd was shocked. And he was just like, man, fuck Charleston, fuck all y'all motherfuckers. Da 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 da. And I was like, wow. And he was
thank God. That sir is a very good example and a very good reason. You know what I mean? You know, Michael Jackson never even did that, ever anything like that to his fans. I said, Michael Jackson to me was a flawed personality on a whole nother level. But when it comes to how great of a talent he was, most of it was just like overlooked and swept under the carpet. But my glaring example was Michael Jackson. But if somebody like Casey and JoJo, who was actually a phenomenal talent, was a part of one of the best R&B groups of all time, all right? If he actually got to the point in his career where he comes out to the stage so fucked up that he says, fuck all y'all and fuck Charleston and fuck the whole city, that, sir, is a glaring prime example that you should have came out that one before you even brung up Diddy.
Hey, ain't never dawned on me up until now. Diddy was just my first thing. But, of course, the whole thing with JoJo, I mean, that hit me like a ton of bricks. But I was just like, man, dude, like, you're never going to be welcome back here with that attitude, bro, you know. And...
Yeah, she said.
And then, I mean, shoot, they were the least talked about because it was Casey and JoJo were the opening act, and you had Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, and you know, legendary talent. But then when you have Casey and JoJo, Casey was just fine. He, you know, he was still coked up, but you know, he was fine. You know, he sang. You know, he really sang. JoJo, he just like, after fuck y'all, Charleston niggas, fuck y'all. He just listened the whole night. Ain't nobody paid him no mind. They went on to Dougie Fresh after that.
Wow. Well, that's tragic. I'm glad I didn't witness that. But that's more of an example of what I would like, you know. If you're going to tell me that someone has a fucked up attitude, you just tell me what they do, though. I just want to know what 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. All these people on the phone lines. Make sure you hit number one. So I can come to your phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. Please press the number one if you want to talk. It's episode 333. All right. Great music, but you suck. And I don't even want to say, you know, my title is more extreme than what I would like to give Michael Jackson. I don't know if Michael Jackson necessarily sucks, but Michael Jackson was a flawed personality. Now, people, I'm surprised no one has brung up R. Kelly. I know R. Kelly had a lot of... R. Kelly had a lot of people who feel like R. Kelly sucks because he reportedly sleeps with underage women, underage girls, little girls. He likes young pussy.
He married Leah.
But you know, R. Kelly is one of those examples of being accused of something that's really bad. Really, though, really is bad. But his talent basically... That's what I feel like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, R. Kelly are people who had severe personality flaws, and as people, they were like, oh my God, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, but their talent was just so great that it overcame it. And that's what I was talking about in the synopsis. I'm like, sometimes you could be so talented that people just say, fuck it. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna go to the next caller. What's somebody who's flawed like that, but I can tell you right now, no matter what Michael Jackson ever did, even if he did molest little kids or whatever, I will never, ever say anything like, man, I ain't fucking with Michael Jackson. I ain't listening to Michael Jackson, or Michael Jackson ain't shit. I'm never going to say that in my life, and it's never going to happen. It could be some shit that come out and say he molested all three of his damn fucking kids who ain't really his kids. I don't know who kids they is, but whoever kids them three people he claim his kids is, whoever them people is, somebody could say they got video him fucking him in the ass. I don't care. That has nothing to do with the fact that this motherfucker here was a hell of a motherfucking musician. And I probably would still dance when Billie Jean came on in the club. Just a little bit. Quick moonwalking back up out of it. Is there anybody that you feel like no matter what, even though you feel like they are a bad person, that you still gonna fuck with their music regardless. Billy Bang.
No, but well, I mean, because everybody has their own personal lives. I mean, that doesn't basically mean I would stop listening to their music, because you know, an artist that makes music, they make music that either relates to their own personal lives or relate to seeing somebody else do somebody, you know, another certain issue or whatever. You know, of course, people can, you know, other people who may have lived that certain issue can relate to that too. It's not going to make them stop listening to it because of their own personal issues. Yeah, like with the R. Kelly thing, I'm not going to stop listening to R. Kelly because of what happened, you know. And still to this day, all that ain't really concrete, you know.
Yeah, it ain't concrete.
And they say the girl lied about her age, you know.
Well, lied about her age. No one said, yeah, I'm 14.
Yeah.
Take this pussy. But of course, we know he knew how old Aaliyah was. I'm just saying. Okay, let me go to the song. I'm just saying. R. Kelly, great talent. Personality? Does he suck? Because he like to fuck young girls? Do you even care? 678-698. What up, though?
What up, fool?
What up? The only P-Rage affiliate calling, checking in way from fucking Las Vegas.
Yes, sir. What's happening with you, bro? What's happening?
What's going on in Vegas, man?
Man, you know, man, a little this, a little that, but everything changes. Believe that, partner.
Let me hold something. I know you want
to. Oh, you
money.
Know I got the food I took out. You need me to lie to. You know how we do it the long way, bro.
Hey, what you play, man? What you play out there in Vegas, bro? What you playing? What you
man? I've been on a little, you know what your cousin do, a little scooter, man. You know, a little poker, little uh-huh. Pulling on them little machines and stuff. You know, what I'm talking about that little bit. You know.
Oh, okay. All right. So you ain't
getting it up. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't getting on the crap.
Turn. You know what I'm saying? Turn a couple of hundred to, you know, a couple of thousands. You know, we all right.
Dang, let me hold something. Hey, man, did you go
to... Yeah, man.
Hey, are you going to check out the Mystique Cirque du Soleil shit like I told you, bro? I'm telling you, you need to check
this. Man, really, though, bro, at the end of the day, I was gonna do that, but I'm going to see this Eddie Griffin live, man. They got Eddie Griffin out here. I'm gonna sit down and, you know what I'm saying, do him, man.
You can see this nigga on fucking HBO anytime. You are
not
never...
saying live, man.
I'm saying, nigga, what the difference is? Try to tell you what you're gonna get your money's worth.
But hey, but I'll be back out here at the end of the month, man. You know, Goody Mar got their first show out here. You know, CeeLo got his first good thing out here. So the end of August, I'll be right back, man. It's probably you too. So don't even we ain't sweating.
Well, that's reassuring. Episode 3.
We already talked to them boys, so it's all good. What's good with you, bro?
Chilling, man. I know. Listen. Real quick, I know you're out there on vacation. I'm surprised you even called in. This nigga be right here all day, but he want to go call in after he's out in Vegas. I don't even fuck with Cable Hunting when I'm in Vegas.
Hey, but you know what, though? You know, some trainers got to do. See, but anyway, you the CEO, man. I'm just still working, man, getting it up. So I got to do what I got to do.
So what's going on? I mean, real quick, then. Tell me then. Name me one artist. Who you know, bro? And I know you know a lot of artists personally, but do you know who music you fuck with? And you say, man, that motherfucker makes some good ass music, but man, they are fucked up individuals.
Wow, make good music,
but they are fucked up individuals.
My pick. I mean, far as what, just arrogancies and all that, right?
They personality, they just fucked up. They could just be an asshole, or they could have some severe personality issues where people don't really like them like that or whatever. But
well,
you know,
well, I can speak on you know, a couple of past experiences, like when Jodeci was hot, KC fucked up in the business.
Wow, hold on, it's crazy because
I can tell you that personally.
Somebody just said right now they just brung them up. That's crazy that you even brung it up, bro. Cause somebody just brung them niggas up a minute ago. Said they was at a show in Charleston, man. They cussed out the crowd, like fuck.
I'm telling you, I know this person. I don't seen this personally, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying, messed up in the business.
What did he do? What was wrong with him? What happened?
I mean, you know, I'm in just in the same area, the same facility as somebody, you know, and you know, a chick asked him for an autograph, and he went left instead of going right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Where he was like, fuck you, bitch,
like,
get out the face.
He was just like, bitch, I ain't got to find a clown no autograph with your group ass. Like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was high. But I did give a little bit of a pass to people when they high. You know, when they on drugs and shit. Some of them, sometimes drugs, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he was high. It don't excuse your you know, you're supposed to be a professional, bro. I don't give a fuck of what you own. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying, you need to, you know what I mean? You know, you got fans and shit. You don't need to be fucked up. Whether if you're on that shit, if that shit makes cussing out fans, you need to get off that shit. Or if you can't handle that shit, whatever the fuck he's on. But, yeah.
You know how we do anyway, man. When we pray and do all that before we do our shows, you know, we scribe on that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be where everybody's supposed to be when we need to be. So I don't think we're going to be having none of that around our camp.
Man, I don't know. You never know, man. Motherfuckers change when, you know. Enough money.
We pretty solid over there. But if we do, I know we can just sit down at that table, man, and smooth that out, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. You don't think nobody ever tried to tell Casey and JoJo y'all motherfuckers needed? Y'all got a problem and y'all fucking up? You don't think nobody told them that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I please believe it. I think, you know what I'm saying, the people around them or somebody has addressed their issue already. But, you know, sometimes you just be so far gone to, you know, it is what it is. Or I'll fight. You know how it goes.
You know, everybody keep picking male artists. Ain't nobody said shit about one female. Give me a female. Everybody picking male artists. All these motherfucking females ain't great, goddammit. I personally think Rihanna's a fucked up individual. For fucking Chris Brown to make it seem like crazy.
I can't really speak on that, but maybe.
I think she fucked up. She's talented. Sexy. But she crazy.
I think
fuck that. She crazy. Well, I can say she crazy. I still like her music. Kate. That bitch crazy. Bitch off, man. I'm just saying. This is only from what I see from the outside. I don't know her personally. You don't know no females. Nobody ever want to say shit bad about females. Amy Winehouse.
Well,
great.
Hold on. Well, let's say.
What are you doing?
We gonna speak on something like individually a female artist. I don't really want to throw her under the bus, but like that, but sometimes, you know, them Atlanta rappers, some females, they can kind of jump out a little bit.
What do you mean, jump out? I don't know what that means.
They could be off a little bit.
Off? What are you referring to, bro? I don't know.
I'm saying you say nobody never picked no female artist. But I mean, it's like two or three Atlanta female artists, man, I don't have run-ins with that was cool with me. But I don't just seen the other side of, you know, like, just, you know, ass on their shoulders, head to the sky like this me, you know what I'm saying? I'm up there.
You don't want to name no names, though, huh?
Nah, I want to name no names. It's kind of tricky right now because, we might cross a path in the next couple of months, so I don't really want to, you know.
I might meet Rihanna one day. I can't meet Mike. It's tragic, but.
You know, so I don't really want to throw him under the bus like that.
If I meet Rihanna, I just want to know, bitch, did you hit him first? Just tell me that, and I can just let everything. You playing the first
note.
Did you throw that motherfucker phone and you can hit him? If not. Okay, I kind of halfway 10% feel sorry for you. But if you hit that nigga first, man, then damn it.
I ain't do that, bro.
Okay, fine. All right, man, enjoy your vacation, man. Have a safe flight back, bro. Hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Let me know when you touch down.
Man. Big up to K100 okay. Radio, man. CEO Blizzard, man. P. Reds in the building, Slick Talking Entertainment, man. Out. Get with y'all when I touch down.
Check the surface, Olay. Hard headed. All right.
All right, boy.
This nigga here. All the way to Vegas to see Eddie Griffin? Eddie Griffin, nigga? I don't know what P. Red's affiliate is doing out there. I specifically told this guy. Hold on, let me start the music back. I specifically told P. Red's affiliate, you know, two things you need to do when you go out there. You know what I'm saying? First thing is, stay away from the blackjack table. second thing is, get your money's worth and check out a real show, some shit you ain't never seen before. And check out one of them Cirque du Soleil's. If you never did that, shit is mind-boggling, bro. Like, the shit they be physically doing, you be like, holy shit. It's a show. I can go in there and fuck it. I got a whole DVD full of Eddie Griffin jokes. How many times? I mean, you ain't in Vegas. I done seen 100 niggas tell 100 jokes. I'm in Vegas. I want to see some shit I can't see all the time. Motherfuckers bouncing on the motherfucking ball, juggling 8 fucking rings, slipping 2 little midgets back to back, and 6 people doing that balanced all on one leg at one time to the beat of a song. Yeah. That's some shit you don't see every day. P. Reg. Episode 333. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Great music, but you suck. Artists with huge personality issues and legal problems. We haven't even brung up nobody with just straight legal problems. As a female artist, fresh off my mind, just off the top of my head, you know what I'm saying? I thought about Amy Winehouse. You know what I mean? Amy Winehouse had drug problems, though. With the females, it's going to always... I try to think about a female before I even started the show, but every female I came up with, it was like they all had a drug problem. It was hard to find a female that would just had a fucked up reputation and drugs not be infused directly the cause of why people are saying she's like that. I need some help on that. Because the females, I don't know, man. I don't know if people don't want to... But I actually thought about it myself, and I couldn't really... It's racking my brain. I couldn't really wrap my brain around... Really, though. Yeah, you know, Whitney wasn't even the fuck the person. You know, she got on drugs. And that was then. That went downhill for Whitney, you know. What I said, I brung up Tupac Shakur, who's one of my actually all-time favorite artists. But there have been a lot of reports of his personality. I've seen him have a real off personality in interviews and stuff, and some of the stuff that he felt about, you know what I'm saying, after he went to prison for alleged rape that he claims he didn't do, his attitude towards women changed tremendously, you know what I'm saying? But if you're on the phone line, hit the number one. I want to know of artists who you think that make great music, but you think they're a fucked up individual. Now, if you can't back up your feelings why, it's okay. I'm just using it for debate. Billy Bad said Diddy's a fucked up individual, but he's a great music person. Okay, that's his stance. Shay said Kanye's an asshole. That's her stance. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I felt like Michael Jackson had some real personality issues and problems. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. Some people might be like, nigga, did you hear We Are the World? Man in the Mirror, nigga, did you ever hear that? It's not about the music. It's about the person. Michael Jackson had some fucking problems, bro. As great as that dude was, nigga had some issues. You can't make me believe a person like that is not fucked up. Take away Bubbles the monkey. Take away child molestation. Take away his reclusive nature. Take away his fucking addiction to fucking anesthesia. A person, just give me a picture of Mike at 23 and a person at Mike before he died, and I can tell you something wrong with this nigga. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm off Mike after this point. I don't want to keep badgering Mike, because I love Mike. Mike's the nigga, okay? But I'm just saying, just show me this guy and say, this guy right here, and this is this guy right here. And I could have never heard one song and said, what the fuck is this nigga problem? He crazy. What the fuck did he do to himself? But we tend to not want to look at this shit because he's a fucking genius musically. Nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to bring that up. It's a lot of fucked up rappers. I'm just saying. I don't want to spread rumors, though. 347-934-0966. Oh, hold up. Shay.
Hey, hold on. Let me get in the house. I'm walking through water.
Okay. I'll come back to you. I just want to know if you found any other evidence besides your one little thing about Kanye that makes you think he's the worst nigga ever. Nothing yet?
You know, it's like this. There are just some people that personalities just get up under the skin, and he's one of those for me.
I have so much he did, but okay. All right.
It's a woman's intuition.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, that's always credible evidence on K100. Woman's intuition. That has a reason. Not standby. Oh, hold up. Is this LL? LL! Oh, I thought that was LL. My bad. I thought that was LL. I thought the 843 number was my homegirl LL. Anyway, hold on. Let me see a Michigan girl. Michigan girl. Oh, she must be just listening too. I'm trying to get people who are on the... I got all these people on the phone line, but nobody wants to talk. Somebody press the number one. I can go on and on, though. I think somebody else... Oh, hold up. Oh, 678. Oh, this is Big Folk.
What's up with you, man?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show, man.
You know I had to check in, man.
Let me ask you a question, bro, for episode 333. Do you know any artists, bro? Who you think as an artist that makes some good ass music, but as a person they fucked up? They suck as a person. You just think their personality all fucked up, the attitude. You know, you still seen them say some shit in the press. You done heard of some shit. Who do you think? Give me some names, some people who you feel like was great artists, but just was fucked up individuals.
Wow. I say a fucked up individual but good music. I would say Young Dro and
really?
Eminem. Yeah.
Eminem. You know Eminem? Okay.
I don't know him personally. It's just, you know,
no. Okay. Well, none of these, I've never met Michael Jackson or R. Kelly or Kanye West. Or Diddy. We don't even know these people. We just looking at, we consumers, man. So we just having a show. So I don't know him personally, but what, I've never heard anything. Or Young Dro? What is it about, what be said about Young Dro?
Dro, he's a fucked up individual personally. I read in an article, I forgot the name of the magazine a while back, some months ago. And his whole statement was that they was asking him, why is he not, you know, to the level he should be at, you know, what's up with his music. And his whole response was, I'm cool where I'm at. I just like to smoke weed and kick it in the hood. That's like got to be the dumbest thing when you have potential to be on such a high level and you got the support behind you, but you got your little 1-2 hit and you hood fame and you comfortable with that. I just, that makes you a fucked up individual for real. Like, why are you just so comfortable being in the hood kicking it day after day smoking loud?
Interesting.
When you could be doing shows overseas, you feel me? I've met him personally a couple of times, you feel me, around the hood or whatever. And his attitude, you know, down to earth type guy, he real cool player, but at the same time, like, you know, I just don't get what's up with the music thing. And that whole article kind of threw me off. If I could remember the magazine I read it in, I'd tell you, I can't remember.
I don't even know. I mean... Okay, let me 7705 said I'm coming to you. Let me be clear about what you just said. Because I personally now, this is my personal opinion, I don't necessarily know if that makes Dro a fucked up individual or a bad personality. I think he's just simply shying away from fame. You feel what I'm saying? I think shying away from fame because, you know, he might know all the shit that it entails and everything that may come with. Like, you got to think about it. Even though Dro ain't doing, you know, even though Dro ain't blow up like that, he has been on tour. He's been around major artists. He's got collaborators. He's seen the industry. So do I think that the fact that he's just good with, you know, getting a little show money and chilling and making a little bit of money and making a living off his music or whatever, but not necessarily having to be a star? I think maybe that may be an indictment on the industry, that he knows the industry is so fucking crazy that the bigger you get, the more fuck shit come with it. What you're saying, as an artist who grinding and we out here trying to get on and we trying to get to the highest pinnacle, it would sound like a slap in the face because you're like, nigga, you dare, you could just do it if you don't even want it. You feel me?
Like, if you read the article more, he's like, it's time that Tip and B.O.B. don't come and get him and try and get him to go to the studio, but he's like, nah, I'm going to kick it in the hood. My whole thing is, like, anytime, you feel me, drop, text, call, or whatever we doing, if the word studio is mentioned, yo, we there. It's no questions asked. You feel what I'm saying? Like, half the time, I'm fresh out of school, straight to work, fresh off of work, straight to the studio. straight out in the studio, straight for the show. You feel me? So it's like, it just makes you a fucked up individual. If you want to do this, do it.
All right, man. Why you, okay, one more. You said one more person, I get to the next call. You said Eminem is a fucked up individual. What makes you think he fucked up individual?
Eminem,
I know a lot of people look at that, though. But what do you think,
I just remember the whole statement a while back, some years back, I was a young nigga. The statement he made about black women.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just like, you feel me, that's not, if that's the cold crowd, that's the people you're trying to attract with your music, you know, and you're trying to cross over in that genre, you just don't say shit like that or whatever. I understand he was young and dumb at the time when he did that mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that shit gonna come back and haunt you. And brother sold off to the max. Like, he's saying some type of crazy shit, the whole relapse type thing. He's a fucked up individual. But his music is possibly the best music that's out these days.
Okay. I think that, I think you'd be right to put Eminem up in there. I actually listen to Eminem's music a lot, you know what I'm saying? Me personally. Because I like just, I'm a fan of wittiness and wordplay in hip hop. So
yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is. Like, you know, I actually like Young Dro more than what most people would think. But when you listen to Young Dro's music, you understand Dro is a witty artist. He got great punchlines. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a fan of anybody with stupid, crazy wordplay. Eminem is probably, if not the best, he in the top two or three when it comes to wordplay, even right now to this day. So that's why I've always liked his music, because, you know, regardless of what he said about his mama or baby mama or whatever. Now, the situation, like you said, that he said about black girls or whatever, I mean, he was young, but we've heard black people say worse shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we've heard black people call our black women a thousand bitches and shit, bitches ain't shit and whatever, and we just dismiss it because they black. You know what I'm saying? So, when it comes to that, I'm like, okay, I understand why people were angry, but nigga, you got black people who done said 10 times worse and did 10 times worse to black women. So, but then again, of course, that's the white black thing, so I can understand that. But I would concede and say, yes, Eminem, as a person, as a fucked up individual, Eminem is a fucked up individual. Outside of his drug addiction to pills and everything. Just everything, you know, that he's been through growing up, he had a fucked up childhood. He more than likely was molested by his stepfather, from everything that I can gather off the album. He was molested by his fucking stepfather. So he's got some issues, you know what I'm saying? He's got some real life issues in his life, and he's a fucked up individual, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, I would definitely agree that Eminem is a good example of a very high level of talent and also a fucked up individual that come with it. I will give you that. I agree with that one. The Dro thing, I don't know about that. I just think that nigga just like hood. I don't necessarily see that as a flaw. He's just like, I see what you're saying, because you're so hungry for it and you out here trying to get it and you an artist and you trying to do it yourself. But I can't give him an indictment on him of being a fucked up individual just because he ain't in no rush to get out the hood per se. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
he don't want to chill. He don't chill in those other kind of places. He's more comfortable in the hood. Like, I don't know.
Right, he's not a fucked up individual. He just got some fucked up morals when it comes to the industry. You got to take down. He just got fucked up morals. That's it.
Is it? I don't even know if it's moral. Is it morals? I mean, I don't really want you using the word morals for your example. Your example, you saying morals, bro, but you saying morals, but bro, I mean, bro, just don't, he ain't really for the Hollywood shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers like,
come on, man.
You know, I don't know if morals is the word. I feel what you're saying, and I know the point that you're making, and I understand it, but.
Okay, as long as you feel what I'm saying, like, you know, as long as you get what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I get what you're getting at, but I don't know if morals is the word, because morals is not the same as what you're trying to say, but I see what you're saying. He could have so much, and he in a position where he blessed enough to even be around these people, and he ain't like, fuck it, I want to be in the hood. You like, nigga, what kind of nigga is that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah,
what you feel me? You know what I mean? It's like a motherfucker who grew up with two-parent household, you know what I'm saying? They ain't never had to want for nothing. They always had clean clothes, but all of a sudden, they want to always be in the hood and hang with the goddamn thugs and shit. Why, nigga? Why are you over here with us? You got a mom and a daddy at home. We ain't got nam one over here. Like, that kind of person. Who does that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you feel me, man. As long as you feel me.
I understand what you're saying. By that example, I get what you mean. All right, stand by. Let me take the next call. All right. 770-568.
What up, homie?
Glenwood Lalo, what up, though?
Yeah, good, cool in here, man. In the lab, man.
In the lab working. Hey, man, I know you're good. I know the other day they said it was DeKalb County was on the bullshit.
Yeah, man. You know, they trying to reach their quota, so they snatched me up, man. But, you know, I'm a boss. You know, I got out of that bitch in 7 miles. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I got out of 2 jails in 7 miles. I bond out of DeKalb County, then went to Carl County and bond right out of there, too. You know what I mean? Did you, Mar, nigga?
And there you have it. So.
What's happening, though? What you got going on, man? What everybody mad about, man?
I'm going to tell you. Episode 333. What we talking about, man? Episode 333. Great music, but you suck. We talking about artists who make great, but they got fucked up personality.
Okay.
Can you help us out with that? You know anybody?
Do I know anybody? Well, you know, I probably do, but I wouldn't put anybody on blast like that. Not nobody that's really out there already. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? But I will say, I had this one little broad, right? She sing.
Mm-hmm.
She came over to the lab to sing on my hook. And she ain't got nothing now. You know what I mean? She trying to get on. But we did the track, you know what I mean? I'm trying to put her on or whatever, you know, trying to get her in the lab or whatever. And after we done the track, she get to telling me she charged and shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, and she really had an attitude about it because we wasn't trying to pay her nothing. I'm like, really? You ain't nobody. I'm putting you on. And she just really had a nasty attitude about it. So we took all the songs. I mean, sometimes you just run into people like that in this business. You know what I mean? They get the big head before they even get a big head.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You know, and that's just how it is. You got to know how to deal with these type of people. You feel me? So, I mean, it's a lot of, you're going to go through a lot of that, especially in this business. Cause, I mean, how many rappers out there? I mean, it's like 6 million or some shit like that.
It's a lot. You know, and I have no clue for them.
And them the ones trying to get on. So,
right.
You know what I mean? So, and that's the reason why a lot of them don't make it, because they don't like to stay humble. You know what I mean? They actually don't know what being humble means.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to, you know, suck it up. Sometimes you got to give to get. You know what I mean? And it's just, and then you got some people, when they get money in their hand, they think they the shit. You know what I mean? I know a few people like that. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't want to put no names out there, but there's a lot of assholes in the game. You know what I mean?
We've been naming people all night. We've had Kanye, Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Pop.
You're talking about people that I might not even know.
Yeah, I mean, people that you just listen to and you like shit. They, you fuck with their music, but everything you done seen in the press or just interviews or whatever, you're like, damn, they got a fucked up ass personality, but I fuck with their music hard.
I think really, Rick Ross.
Really?
Yeah, I really think he just is untouchable for real, you know what I mean? I fuck with his music now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Music. Everybody we're talking about, because I was real clear in the beginning, like, don't give me nobody who makes some bullshit-ass music and they just happen to be on. I'm talking about people who make some great music. They make great music, shows about fake music.
I think he taking that bullshit, you know, to the extreme. You know what I mean? Like, he just running shit and he running the industry and he don't need to be fucking with nobody else. There ain't nobody fucking with him, fuck him type shit. You know what I mean? I ain't feeling that right there. You know what I mean? I would never even sign to his label if he offered it. You know, if I did, it'd be a situation where I ain't got to deal with him at all. I'm running my own shit over here. You know what I mean? Because I already know we gonna bump heads. You feel me? To be an asshole, I done seen a lot of shit, like interviews and shit, where he just like, he on some fuck everybody shit. And you just can't be like that in this game, you know what I mean? Because that's going to hurt you at the end, you know what I mean? You'll see the downfall. As far as him and him, I think he was just a product of his environment. I don't think he was just his attitude fucked up. He been through so much, he just, like, fucked the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rick Ross ain't been through shit. You know what I mean? He ain't been through shit. I mean, I ain't even going to bring up the little CEO shit because that really is irrelevant.
Right.
You know what I mean? People right. calling the police or whatever because he was a CEO, but, nigga, I did 10 years in the penitentiary, and I know a lot of CEOs that ain't police.
Right.
You know
what I mean?
Right. You feel me?
Right.
I mean, I done got money with them niggas, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know what I mean? But that's another story, you know what I mean? But far as his attitude, you know, like that situation with him and Trick Daddy, when him and Trick Daddy fell out
mm-hmm.
about something, what happened was a reporter came to him and told him that Trick Daddy put it out there that he's a police or some crazy shit. And he just snapped. Like, oh, that bitch-ass nigga, ooh. And instead of going to the man like a man and asking him, did he say that? Because Trick never said it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what we found out at the end of the day. Trick never said that you fell for the okey-doke, nigga. You fell for the banana in the tailpipe. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So that lets the nigga know that you ain't no real street nigga if you fell for that like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but you out here stunning and showing everybody that you, or telling everybody that you street nigga, that you got all these bodies and all that shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even gonna kill time. But you know how that shit is, man. You know,
yeah.
Them type of people, you gotta learn how to peek them out a mile away. You gotta see them coming. And when you see them coming, you gotta cross the street, man. You know what I mean? You don't let them affect what you got going on. Because if you bring them into your circle, that's what they're gonna do. And that might be their ulterior motive in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, like Tupac, I love Tupac to death, but I think that sometimes he has some fucked up goddamn attitudes about things.
Oh, hell yeah. Pac was one that I brung up, and now, you know, that's my actual number one artist outside of just my camp, Pac. I'm actually, you can literally talk to the fan of any artist for Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
You feel me? So,
hello?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you was breaking up.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel what you're saying about Pac, though, because I felt like Pac had, you know, a lot of issues and a real crazy personality, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he was a great artist, though, too, at the same time.
Right. Right, but I think that came from because he had a lot. The same thing with Eminem. He had a lot inside. He like had a lot of anger inside, and that was his only way of getting attention and letting people know, man, listen, man, I'm hurting over here. You know what I mean? And it, unfortunately, it killed him. That's if he's dead. You know what I mean? So,
you don't think Tupac dead?
I mean. In my opinion, no. I mean, it's just too much. It's more evidence saying that he's not than it is that he is. You feel me?
Hmm.
I don't know if we should get into that or not, but you know, cause that's a whole other show. But I mean, it's just more saying that he's not.
Like what though?
For one, I mean, nobody see anybody. You know what I mean? Anybody can make an autopsy picture. And even in the autopsy picture, I mean, one of the tattoos is missing on his body.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, like I said, nobody ever seen the body. Nobody went to a funeral. They say they cremated him, but he was a Muslim, and Muslims don't get cremated.
Mm-hmm.
His auntie, Asada Shakur, is in Cuba, so it would have been, you know, it's not a simple task to get him to Cuba, but
right.
Cuba is a country that don't fuck with the USA anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was over there, the U.S. couldn't go over there and get him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They couldn't fuck with him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a possibility. Then you're talking about music. It's an artist that came out like a year after he died named Black Hayes, and he just sounds exactly like Pac. I mean, the way he flowed, the things he say,
mm-hmm.
his tone sounds like he got shot in the lung. You know what I mean? And he's trying
right.
to get back. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you Google Black Hayes, Blackhaze, you know what I mean? You'll see it on it's YouTube. You know what I mean? You just listen to some of the music. They got a picture of another dude, but the song sound exactly like Pac. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so much evidence out there. Then, you know, Pac, I mean, Suge done said it on television. He's not dead. You know what I mean? And a couple other people done said it too, you know what I mean? And ain't nobody seen, and I was actually, you know, locked up with Matula,
mm-hmm.
of course. So And he didn't say that he was, but he didn't say he wasn't. You know
right.
I mean? So it was like, it's just up in the air, you know, far as I'm concerned. I mean, it really don't matter to me. It's none of my business, but I just personally don't think he is. You know what I mean?
But, interesting. Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. I've never discussed whether or not Tupac Shakur is dead ever on this show ever. So that's why I just wanted to hear what you had to say. Of course, I knew about, I seen you post the links and stuff on your social network and stuff like that. So I've seen some of the stuff you're talking about. But
right,
you're
right.
Not alone. You're not alone. You're not the only one that believes that, man. You feel me? What y'all working on in the lab before we get about it?
Boy, you here, boy. We got another one. You got to, hey, run it from the top real quick. Run it from the top.
Uh-oh, we get exclusive live on the air.
Live on the air from the lab. Digimob Entertainment, Glenwood Lalo, Black Vision, we in the building. Run it from the top real quick. You hear it?
Okay, go ahead.
Digimob in the building, baby.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling.
All right, homie, man. All right, yeah, man. You know it's all love, my nigga. All
right, bro. Beat.
All right.
Well, we're going to get about here. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. We only got a couple minutes left in the show. Is Pac alive? What if Pac is alive? Nah. I can't buy into it. Maybe. Possibly. Nah, man. I'm not even getting sucked into that with Lalo tonight. I'm not getting sucked into that. I'm not getting sucked. Tupac Shakur is dead. But Tupac Shakur was a great artist that was a tad bit off. That's what we were talking about for episode 333. Great music, but you suck. Of course, these artists don't necessarily, people like you know, just that's you suck. That's the way I say it, and then it makes people say, oh, what does he mean by that? And then they read it, and then they, oh, okay, well, let me call in, and it's kind of to hook them in. I don't think Michael Jackson sucks as a person. I don't think Tupac Shakur sucks as a person. You know what I'm saying? Those are two of my all-time favorite artists. And because I've purchased, supported, sampled, just really fucked with their music, I felt like I didn't want to pick somebody who I didn't even like. Like, if I say, man, Gucci Mane is the worst fucking artist, everybody be like, nigga, you just don't like that nigga music, nigga. You a hater. So, I picked artists that I literally like and music I really listen to. You know what I'm saying? And two of my favorite artists are Michael Jackson and Tupac Shakur, but that doesn't change the fact that I think they were some fucked up individuals. And Eminem. I'm glad somebody brought, I forgot about Eminem in this discussion. I don't know how, but yeah, he got some serious issues. Serious. This is, that guy. Yeah. But you can hear it in the music, though. You can hear it in the music. You know what I mean? I got issues. I got some fucking issues. Seriously. Me, personally. Some people can argue that Blizzle makes great music, but he's a fucked up individual. I wouldn't be surprised. Man, there's people. Most of them might be from my hometown, because there's not too many people who really know me. From child up in Atlanta, I guess. Maybe. That's a couple of them. But I wouldn't doubt that you could find 5 to 10 people who say, yeah, Blizzle makes some good music, but he fucked up. Now, why they say that? It may be one or two instances. I've showed my ass on occasion. The Hennessy got the best of me like it did, Mr. West. I can admit that. I'm big enough to admit that. You know, if Kanye would have just came out instantly and said, you know, I had a little too much to drink, I probably need to get some help by that. But it would have just been so over. Because that's what happened. Y'all keep wanting to bring up the Taylor Swift shit with Kanye. But Kanye was drinking a fifth of Hennessy Black on the red carpet. You see him on the red carpet. He turning it up, grabbing all on what's the bitch, the fine bitch he was, what's the fine, Amber Rose? Not Amber Rose. What's the fine chick he was with, Kanye was with? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. He was drunk. Kanye West was really drunk when he did that stunt about Taylor Swift. And that's really what, it wasn't that Kanye is just that crazy. He was drunk. He was drinking a fifth of Hennessy Black on the red carpet. And he got drunk, got wasted, went to an award show, and he did something he shouldn't have did. Now everybody wants to call Kanye West the biggest asshole ever because of that. He probably is, but I'm not going to use that as his defining moment. That's all I'm saying. And everybody who always try to say Kanye is such a dick, what, tell me, oh, when he got on stage, you know that man was wasted? Have you never done anything that you probably wouldn't have done when you was drunk, that you probably wouldn't have done when you was sober? Right. Everybody gets a pass. His just happened to be recorded on national TV. Live in an award show, Kanye. Damn, homie. You're never going to leave that down, bro. Mr. West, I'm sorry. They're never going to forget that. As much as you may want them to, they're not going to let that one go. And so that's going to haunt him on and on and on and on. But I don't feel like, you know, and then, you know, Diddy, because he made some kids go get some cheesecake. Yeah, they were basically interns. Who don't dog the shit out of their interns? I need more from you people. If you're going to be naming Diddy and Kanye, they probably are assholes, though. Seriously. But that's not the point. The point is, for the show, I wanted you to tell me, and then when you tell me the reason, I want you to tell me the reason why you feel that. I told you my reasons about the artists I felt who were like that, and I gave you my reasons. But I wanted the callers that's on the line to give me the reasons. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, nobody wanted to say a female. It's like females are off limits. What's up with that? Even though I actually tried to think of one female, but I actually know one, but I know her personally, so I can't say it because I really literally know her. And so I'm just protecting the names of the innocent at this point. So I'm not going to say that person, but I know one who's a super bitch. Ugh. But she's never a bitch to me, so she's still my friend. Anyway, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the actual official site for the show. But you can also check us out at www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's chainlessentertainment.com, chainlessentertainment.com. Again, remember to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. All right? Don't forget that. Remember, the ATL Time to Shine event is coming up in August, first week in August. Go to www.timetoshine.com and sign up if you're an artist to be in the showcase. That's a great showcase. You know, your artists really need to check that one out, all right? Check out www.timetoshine.com, and shout out to Moo Legend for that, you know what I mean, for that event. The Grustlers Awards are coming up, too. That's with Over the Top Promo, Lady Shaq. Oh! I'll do it on the subway tomorrow. My people from Street Talk Promo, they got this little thing they got going on down there at Encore too for the R&B artists. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tweet that out for my R&B artists who be checking out the show. There's a new spot that's showcasing only R&B talent. You know what I mean? Downtown, Midtown, down there off at Encore. It's like right by Tongue and Groove. So if you don't know where Encore is at, it's like right by Tongue and Groove. If you ever been there. But my people from Street Talk Promo, they doing some all R&B showcase. So I'm gonna get you guys information, all right? Just hit me up, or be like, if you listen to the podcast or whatever, just be like, yo, Blizzum, you said something about an R&B showcase. Hit me on Twitter, at K100_radio, and I'll hook you up with the people. But I'm going to get more info on it. But it's an all R&B showcase, and it's over at Encore. It's on Wednesdays. There'll be a lot of people there. I've been the past 2 weeks, and it was a pretty nice crowd every time, all right? So you guys go and check that out, all right? So we get ready to come to a close. I appreciate everybody for tuning in to the show tonight, episode 333. We're going to get back to the subway. We'll do Illa Kills Wednesday because I didn't do it last week. I just had too much going on and uploading the songs and prepping for that show. It's becoming a task. And then I don't call in. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for checking out K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. We up out of here, man.